Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, yes. Who am I? Who am I? I'm the guy who tells it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be doing that tonight in the next hour on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Well, now you've had another day, a day after the debacle, if you will, of this circus called an election. And many of you have been, excuse me, suggesting, try that again. Something just went in my mouth. I think it's a fly. I don't know. Maybe it's an Obamaite. Could it be? Or a termite? Maybe. Anyway, now that you have had a chance to get over this circus for a day, anyway, for at least a day, maybe it's time for some sober reality now to set in. What do you think? Last night, you know, one of our callers called up and expressed some positive spin on the election, taking delight in the notion that maybe we've seen a rejection here at the polls of the so-called neocons. And I expressed a little bit of doubt at that, because, you see, neocons, Kenite neocons, these Zionazis, are like cockroaches, you know? They just don't pick up and move away. They just don't leave the house on their own. And so, I believe, I'm sorry to say, that I was vindicated already. Within less than 24 hours, we already have the name of the man. The name of the man who is going to be Obama-rama's chief of staff. And what's his name? Congressman Rahm Emanuel, a neocon congressman who just happened to serve in the Israeli army and went berserk when the U.S. puppet Malachi labeled Israel and its aggression in Lebanon just a couple of years ago, you recall. He went absolutely ballistic and denounced Malachi or Malachi or Maliki, whatever you want to pronounce his name as. So, we did a little digging when we heard about Mr. Emanuel's ascendancy already in the up-and-coming administration of Barack Obama. And I went back to the Book of Rahm. The Book of Rahm is a column by Mr. John Walsh, who, of course, is one of the more insightful writers at counterpunch.org. And, wow. Wow. What I found. Emanuel's War Plan for Democrats, The Book of Rahm by John Walsh. When we come back from the break, I will tell you some of what Mr. Walsh had to say about Mr. Rahm. That tells me all about the neocon departure from Washington, allegedly. All right, we'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the Life Change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What kind of government rules your world?
The New World Order.
All right, so Mr. Obama, the man of change, yes indeed, pocket change, gives us the name of neocon Congressman Rahm Emanuel, who served in the Israeli army, and as I said, he is one of the first and foremost defenders of the Zionazi state. And of course, we know that there are many like him in Congress, but he is one of the very worst insofar as he is a Kenite himself. He is a Jew who is a Zionist, rabid Zionist, anti-Semitic, anti-Arab, anti-American congressman who believes that his first duty is not to the United States, but his loyalty and duty is to the state of Israel. So, sure enough, John Walsh, going back to 06, October 24th, UN Day, I believe, the Book of Rahm was the column. And let me just read to you a little bit more about this congressman, Rahm Emanuel, who represents the change of the Obama up-and-coming administration. For one thing, Emanuel had worked very hard, very diligently, to guarantee that Democratic candidates in key toss-up House races were pro-war. And that meant, of course, pro-Iraq war, pro-Afghanistan war, and yes, pro-Iran war. In this, he writes, He was largely successful because of the money he commands and the celebrity politicians who reliably respond to his call, ensuring that 20 of the 22 Democratic candidates in these districts were pro-war. So you see, the fix was in. In 2006, he had told us, no matter which party controls the House, a majority will be committed to pursuing the war on Iraq, despite the fact that the Democratic rank and file and the general voting public oppose the war by large numbers. I hasten to add that this state of affairs can be reversed even after the sham election between the two war parties. What are Emmanuel's views on war and peace? Mr. Walsh says. Emmanuel has just supplied the answer in the form of a scrawny book co-authored with Bruce Reed, modestly entitled The Plan, Big Ideas for America. The authors obligingly boil each of the eight parts of the plan down to a single paragraph. The section, which embraces all of foreign policy, is entitled A New Strategy to End the War on Terror, a heading revealing in itself, since, quote, war on terror is the way the neocons and the Israel lobby currently like to frame the discussion of foreign policy. And here's a summary, he says, of the summation paragraphs of the book with his comments in parentheses. A new strategy to win the war on terror. War on terror, as George Soros pointed out, is a false metaphor used by those who would drag us into military adventurism not in our interests or the interests of humanity. We need to use all the roots of American power, they say, quote-unquote, to make our country safe. That means safe for Israel. He begins by playing on fear. Now, Roosevelt did that, too. You remember? Roosevelt and the then neocons of his day and the Bernard Baruchs and all of the others who ran that administration. He did the same exact thing to lead us into horrific war. They say America must lead the world's fight against the spread of evil and totalitarianism. Those are those words again. Sounds like they're describing themselves. But we must stop trying to win that battle on our own messianic imperialism, he says. That's Walt speaking. We should reform and strengthen multilateral institutions for the 21st century, not walk away from them. We need to fortify the military's thin green line around the world by adding to the U.S. Special Forces and the Marines, and by expanding the U.S. Army by 100,000 more troops. That's an even bigger military for the world's most powerful armed forces. A very militaristic view, huh? Wouldn't you say? So, finally, he said, this is, again, this is Emmanuel now in the book. Finally, we must protect our homeland and civil liberties by creating a new domestic counter-terrorism force, like Britain, the MI5, for instance. What that means, of course, is another spy agency in an obvious threat to our domestic liberties, like MI5, like the KGB, like the Mossad. How does Emmanuel, the man who has screened and chosen in that previous election and played a key role in this election here, he screens Congress, that is, Democratic candidates for Congress. How does he feel specifically about the war on Iraq, the number one issue on voters' minds in recent years? Well, Emmanuel and Reed in the book do not so much as mention Iraq except in terms of the war on terror. That's the phrase the neocons love to use Mr. Bush, the little puppy dog, always referred to the War on Terror, as you recall. So Emmanuel makes it pretty clear that he was disgusted with people like Jack Murtha, who just won re-election, by the way, despite the odds, despite the campaign, the neocons against him. And he has no tolerance for those who are not pro-militarist, pro-war. And, in fact, when Jack Murtha made his proposal, originally, to withdraw from Iraq, it was Emmanuel who quickly declared that, quote, Jack Murtha went out and spoke for Jack Murtha, unquote. The war in Iraq, of course, benefited Israel, as we know, by laying waste a nation seen to be one of the major adversaries. Emmanuel's commitment to Israel and his congressional service to it are not in doubt. The most recent evidence was his attack on U.S. puppet Prime Minister of Iraq, Malaki or Malachi, because Malaki or Malachi had labeled Israel's attack on Lebanon as an act of aggression. Emmanuel called on Malaki to cancel his address to the U.S. Congress. And he was joined by his close friend and counterpart, Senator Schumer, who asked, which side is Malachi on when it comes to the war on terror? Oh, you know what that means. Is he on Israel's side, or is he one of the victims, one of the opponents of Israeli aggression, particularly now that they're once again bombing Gaza, launching missile strikes again at supposed terror targets? In terms of retired Senator Fritz Holling's statement that Congress is Israeli-occupied territory, Rahm Emanuel had to be considered as one of the occupying troops of that occupation, ladies and gentlemen, America. And he's certainly a major cog in the Israel lobby, as defined by Mr.s Mersheimer and Walt in their monumental book. Nor is the idea that the lobby exists and has tremendous influence on Middle East policy any longer a taboo issue in the minds of the general populace. But Mr. Emmanuel does not react with kindness upon hearing such words and such factual studies. Now, Emmanuel, he says, and his fellow hawks may yet fail to get their way. Why? Because of men like James Baker, Jimmy Carter's administration, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, who present an opposing side of this internationalist interventionist foreign policy vis-a-vis the neocons. Now, what do you think that spells for this administration that will be expectingly assuming office in January? Do you think that these neocons are going to just relent, are just going to give up all of their entrenched, vile, sadistic, cruel power on the American government and just walk away? Billy Crystal, all of the rest of them, the Weekly Standard, just leave Washington, pack their bags, and go home to Israel? Not on your life. Mr. Walsh, 2 years ago, said it like it was in Counterpunch, ladies and gentlemen, and that was putting it mildly. Rahm Emanuel, yes, chief of staff for Obama today, named as such. Oh my, is he telling the Israelis where he stands and who he will serve as opposed to the American people? Now, there you go. That's what Rick Adams wanted you to know. We'll be back with more, and we'll take calls a little bit later in the program. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right. If this isn't bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, what I've just described to you about the ominous opening tones of the Obama administration, then consider this. Some people are now raising the specter as the question as to what George Bush can actually accomplish in his last months in office. Well, you know, he only has until November 20th to issue some economic changes, significant rule changes, and until December the 20th, perhaps, to issue other changes. Anything after that is merely a draft and can be supposedly overthrown or withdrawn by Mr. Obama. But would Obama overthrow anything? Well, what is George Bush likely to do? Well, among the more innocuous, if I may use that term, one of the most innocuous things that really he's already doing now is allowing agents of the federal government to use information to infiltrate groups that have been opposed to the government's so-called war on terror, its foreign policy, and to engage in prolonged physical surveillance, and then lie about their identity while questioning a suspect's neighbors, relatives, co-workers, and friends. The changes also give the FBI, which has a long history now of spying on groups across the country, domestic groups, and others an expanded latitude to use these techniques on people identified by race, ethnicity, religion, and politics. The administration showed further disdain for us all, ladies and gentlemen, by tossing aside our privacy rights, and for Congress's power by making it clear that it will ignore a provision in legislation that established the Department of Homeland Security. The law required the department's privacy officer to account annually for any activity that could affect Americans' privacy, and clearly stipulates that the report cannot be edited by any other officials at the department or at the White House. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel has now released a memo asserting that the law does not prohibit officials from Homeland Security, and we know who heads that, KGB Mossad, Mr. Chertoff, Comrade Chertoff, or the White House from reviewing the report. The memo then argues that since the law allows the officials to review the report, it would be unconstitutional to stop them from changing it. How do you like that? Let me say that again. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel has now released a memo asserting that the law we're talking about does not prohibit officials from Homeland Security or the White House from reviewing the report. The memo then argues that since the law allows officials to review the report, it would be unconstitutional to stop them from changing it. So they can willy-nilly change these reports and rules as they go along. Remember, George Bush's Justice Department and some of the servants in it told us the doctrine of the Bush administration regarding the executive branch of government was one of plenary powers. The plenary powers of the Constitution, so they said, meaning the executive has the power to wage war and make decisions that are in the interest of protecting our national security. Congress we don't need. Congress, and I'm one of the first ones to say we don't need Congress with the Congress we've got. However, coming from the executive and this particular president, isn't that a little bit, shall we say, childish? Isn't that a little bit, shall we say, a case of the pot and the chicken calling each other names? I think so. So, there's a lot that George Bush can do to us in the remaining weeks and months that he purportedly has in office. Don't be surprised. These are the little things that he's already doing. What else could he do? What else might he do if his masters decide to give us a parting shot? Now, I happen to think that Obama, being the one of the two chosen vessels of corruption in this so-called election cycle, is going to be seated, is going to be allowed to actually assume the office of president. He will be inaugurated and sworn in, and then he will continue the policies that have been established here in the United States under this messianic president, George Bush, and his preemptive doctrine of war, the Bush doctrine that Sarah Palin said she wasn't familiar with. Don't think for a minute Obama will refuse to implement a preemptive doctrine when the case is right, when the conditions are presented to the American people by the media moguls that we need to do something to stop a growing threat from Iran or whoever, Syria, for instance. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call? A Pearl Harbor for America? Or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross, American. Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
All right. Hey, thank you for that, George. Now, we're back. And, yes, a couple of more notes, and we'll take your calls, okay? Goldman Sachs, of course, is laughing with their big golden sack all the way to the banks. Pardon the punditry, but an article that is certainly good reading is Sanders Research Associates Limited. They're in the UK, and it's the dailymail.com.uk, and it is for November 3rd. Goldman Sachs is on course to pay its top city bankers multi-million pound bonuses, in English, pounds, despite asking the U.S. government for an emergency bailout. The struggling Wall Street bank has set aside 7 billion pounds for salaries and 2008 year-end bonuses. Each of the firm's 443 partners is on course to pocket an average Christmas bonus. Now, for them, that's something to have Christmas. And these Christmas bonuses of more than $3 million, the size of the pay pool, comfortably dwarfs the $6.1 billion lifeline, which the U.S. government is throwing to Goldman Sachs as part of this bailout. As Washington pours more of your tax dollars into the bank, the cash will immediately be channeled to Goldman's already well-heeled employees. News of the firm's largesse will revive the anger over the rewards for failure culture endemic in the world of high finance. The same bankers who brought the global economy to its knees seem to be pocketing the same kind of rewards they got during the boom years. Now, doesn't that just tickle your heart out there, you slaves, you working stiffs, you working poor? These Kenite banksters are laughing in your face, and they know the American public is too dumb to do anything about it. Oh, they thought they did something by voting. They thought that by going to the polls, they were going to vote for a change with Mr. Obama-rama. And what did I tell you? And what did we tell you? We who know what's going on, that it was all a falsetto, all a ruse. Obama is a puppet of the same bankster gangsters who run the world of finance, who run the U.S. occupied territory called Congress, who run the world of the Mossad and assassination agencies. They are all one big, unhappy, evil family. They are the race of Cain, my friends. They are these Jewish banksters. They are criminals. They are warmongers. They've been doing this for a long time. World War I and II, right up to the present. These are the true killers of the 20th century and now into the 21st century, my friends. I wish I had more time to share with you some of the audio that I have. And, of course, Ron Paul himself has spoken quite eloquently, as you know, more in recent days since his election bid this year. He has been quoted and interviewed on various networks, including Fox, the kosher conservative network. So you see, these people are allowing this to take place because they're so confident. They're so boastful now that they can do whatever they want and get away with it. I mean, that's their attitude. Let's be honest. Let's face it. Who are we kidding? These elections are illusions. There are no elections. When Rothschild says, I don't care who makes the laws and who's in office, just give me control of the gold, he meant it. He meant it. I could go on and on talking about the borrowing now and the monetization of the debt that is going to be continually taking place now with this almost $500 billion deficit, and how that will translate into much higher prices for all consumers in the next 6 months. It isn't going to be very pleasant. Wages will never be able to be compensated for in comparison to rising prices, my friends, or at least the thought of prices rising. In fact, they're not rising. The devalued Federal Reserve note will continue its downward slide until it is actually totally bankrupt and worthless. And that's about the year 2009 and 10, when a North American Union will be planned and a new currency will be planned. Oh, it's all an accident. Greenspan said we had no idea. Oy vey, we had no idea these things would happen to us. We just didn't study economics enough. We didn't study our own conniving and cunning evil plans to know how evil we really are. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know it. Or at least I hope you do. 800-313-9443 is the number. Let me start. Let's see. We have Paul in Delaware first. Hello there.
Good evening, sir. I got a couple of things I want to say, but I want to start with Obama because that seems to be, of course, what they're throwing in the trough for people to respond to, even though it's a day late and a dollar short, and Obama's only president not because these stupid fools that were convinced to vote for him put him in there, but because we have touchscreen voting systems that decide for the votes, and it was just consensus to reassure the people that their candidate got through. So they really had absolutely nothing to do, for the most part, other than consensus. And it was just, or more, not even consensus, more just like I guess, their approval. But I want to comment on Obama real quick. And mm-hmm. you talked about how they want to build a 100,000-man force for the internal security of America.
Oh, yes.
And that leads right into Obama's, what one of the things he was telling the people. He was saying that if your child will agree to do community service,
mm-hmm.
we will give him college tuition at a community college, not Yale, Rutgers, or Harvard, or Princeton. No. We'll give him, we'll pay for him at some community college somewhere. And then, by the way, it might even be for internet college playing with this guy, because you don't know who you're playing with. But the bottom line is, he wasn't even frank about that. When he said community service, he really meant AmeriCorps, this new internal spying network of young people. But what he fails to understand is young people are picking up on things real quick. And also, we talked about the bank bailouts. Obama didn't tell the people about the fact that we're losing all of our toll roads, to giving them to foreign countries for 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is revenue that they're just giving to foreign countries for the next 50 years that's not going to do anything to do with helping the American people. You know, so I wanted to just
quite the contrary, in fact. That's what they're doing. They're globalizing this entire nation economically and politically as well. And militarily, too.
Yeah.
That's the goal. It's a one-world system. That's what they'd like to establish now.
Well, anybody that will just do their homework. Stop looking for Alex Jones, the New World Order infomil. He's not even baby food. He's infomil. It's time to graduate and start eating real meat.
Mm.
Stop waiting on somebody to tell it to you. But I want to say something to those individuals that voted for Obama, especially the blacks, because they had a dilemma on their hand. Do they support their fellow black, and because they know what blacks have been through in this country? But all I can say is, you made your bed, and so as far as from now on, I do not want to hear any black individual crying about how a white man has held them down from being successful, and if it wasn't for the white man. You now have a black man as president, and now that you have put him in there, you better make sure that he stops putting blacks in jail, which is probably about 70% of the population in jail is black. You better start making sure that you get what your rights, not handouts, but rights. And so I want
Paul, I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for any of that to transpire. Are you?
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm going to make sure and get something done. But two other points, and I'll let you.
All right. Okay.
Get back
quickly.
The thing is, what we got to be concerned about Obama is this: so many people look to that guy as their hopes and dreams, and we know. Me and you and others know that he's not going to produce. But what would be a good excuse is somehow, God forbid, someone shoots him and kills him. They will crack down, and there will be so many police state measures, and everyone will clap their hands
that's
and say,
right.
Yes,
that's right. I agree. Paul, thank you for the call. Good points, and I have to move along, though. Dave in Massachusetts is up next. Hello there, David.
Oh, hi, Rick.
How are you?
I don't know.
I got a feeling, Dave, you're not a Rahm Emanuel devotee. Is that right?
Well, come on, Rick. Now, you know Emanuel means God with us.
Well, yeah, I know. But I still have a hunch that you are not going to fall for it. You don't believe Rahm Emanuel is actually God with us, do you? Isn't it more like the other guy, Satan?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's such a farce, Rick. The first two choices that Barack Yo Mama, I call him Barack Yo Mama. But the first two major decisions that Barack Yo Mama makes is choosing that old fat for the running mate there, Biden, and then the next, and that's, so that's supposed to represent change, right?
Pocket change.
You know, and now his choice, Rahm Emanuel, and as if that represents change. But, you know, the handwriting's on the wall, Rick. It's going to be, he's going to be completely surrounded with trilateral commissioners and counselors on foreign relations.
And just in case they don't do the job, Mossad agents will surround him as well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what I wanted to point out, though, Rick, if I can spit this out kind of quick, but, I'm disaffected by Pope Ron Paul, okay? And I call him Pope Ron Paul, you know, but I don't care if I'm excommunicated because I don't believe it's an infallibility, but, endorsing this character, Chuck Baldwin.
Right.
You know, I've been talking about how Chuck Baldwin's up to his eyeballs with the Bushes. Not only with Daddy Bush and Baby Bush, but also with Jeb Bush down in Florida.
I was not a fan of Chuck Baldwin, and I know that I certainly wouldn't have voted for him at all. And I'm very disappointed in some of his views. Some of his views are good, but you know, like every good tasting food, you know, you don't get the poison until the end. And you can sprinkle a little bit of poison in the food, and as long as it tastes good going down, it's too late until it's all over. You don't realize what you've eaten.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, you know, I know your listening audience, they enjoy searching the scriptures and everything, but you know something that's never pointed out, and I was thinking about it today because Chuck Carlson was a guest on Robbie Noel, and I called in, but man told me that Robbie wasn't taking any calls.
Okay.
But you know what people, I've never heard it pointed out, and people don't seem to think about, but do you know in that whole New Testament now, Jesus Christ always talked about the kingdom of heaven. In the Gospel of Matthew, it's translated that Jesus always talked about the kingdom of heaven. And then in Mark, Luke, and John, it's always translated that he talked about the kingdom of God. And then in the letters, like the Pauline letters and everything, Paul and Peter, and in their letters, they always talked about the kingdom of God. Now, isn't it interesting that Jesus Christ and all his apostles always talked about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, and some of the apostles talked about the kingdom of Christ, but never, never, ever, look in your concordances, never did they talk about the kingdom of Israel. They didn't tell us ever to be looking for a kingdom of Israel. Mm-hmm. It's just not in the New Testament.
Well, Israel was a people, not a land or a space, if you will. It was a people that he spoke of as being inheritors of the kingdom of God. And it's not the state of Israel, but the true Israel and the Abrahamic covenant that's extended to them, not to the Zionists.
Yeah, Rick, there's only one place where it's even brought this kingdom of Israel. It's in the Acts first chapter 6,
when
the disciples says, "Will you restore the kingdom to Israel?"
Yeah.
And Jesus just blew the question off and said that they were going to be endued with power from on high, the Holy Spirit, and that essentially they were just going to go into the whole world and be his witnesses.
Yes. All right, Dave, hey, you make some good points again, as usual. I'm going to run along, but thank you for the grist for the mill, my friend. And let me see if I can squeeze Terry in before the upcoming break. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
I was never in so much pain, and I didn't even have a headache as I was yesterday, which leads me to my next question. How frightened should we be?
Well, I don't know who the we is, but I'm not frightened at all. You mean the American public?
The American
public.
Well,
if they don't have Jesus, they're going to be very frightened, and they have good cause to be, that's for sure.
Well,
he's the only escape from this new Babylonian captivity, you see.
You know, of course, as you know, when you become awake to all this fraud, regardless of whether it was McCain or Obama, but the thing that frightens me, too, is you see on the news here, well, everything has been perverted. You know, everything's been corrupted. And there's just, you can't find truth if you had $100 bills stacked in all your pockets and were asking people for it because they don't know the truth. They can't see it. This Barack Obama mania, to me, that's what really frightens me, Rick. Mm-hmm. When I see, I was at the store today and I saw this black lady that said, "I'm black and proud," and she had a picture of Barack Obama on this lady next to me.
Well, you better get ready, Terry, because what this is all about is the disemboweling of Caucasian Israel and the traditional European entity of America. It means a whole new ball game, and you're going to have to get at the back of the bus when Obama's through, my friend.
Well, and just that, this messianic zeal for him, like he's the savior, and this woman leaping over me to tell this black lady that she voted for him.
Yeah.
And when you see all the news programs talking about him and the dancing in the street.
But remember, it's not about race.
It's scary,
race now.
Rick. It's scary.
Yeah, but it's not about race, they tell us. Come on now. There's no racism from Obama or any of the blacks. It is a one-way street racism. You must drill that into your head, my friend.
When the economy implodes and the social unrest hits the streets, and the wheels fall off this whole thing, it's going to be ugly, Rick.
Keep praying, brother. Keep the faith. All right. Thanks for the call, Terry. Got to take a break. We'll be right back with Dave next.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, well, I know one person that's not very happy. Her name is Ellen DeGeneres. Lamenting the gay marriage ban, as it's called, in the state of California. She says she is saddened beyond belief by the passage of that constitutional amendment banning homosexual marriages, so-called. Well, it's not really, you know, gay or homosexual marriage. It's called same-sex marriage, and that makes all the difference in the world. You know, it's like gay preference or gay orientation. One is a preference. One is something you cannot change. So, thank you, Ellen. I'm very happy that you're sad. Let me take a call from Dave in Texas now, our last call, I believe, for the day. Hello there, Dave.
Evening, Rick. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Welcome to the Soviet States of America.
Well, we've been there a long time, since 1933, I would say, wouldn't you?
Looking back on it from a historical perspective, I hate to say you're probably right. It may have been that way since 1913, though I've not been around that long. But
yes,
as a student of history, I'm aware of the subject matter. I was going to point out, I heard someone on another radio program earlier in the day refer, I don't know if they said this by mistake or not, but if I recall correctly, I could swear I heard them say, not to use the word improperly, but I believe I did, in fact, hear them say, refer to the new president-elect as, quote, Kabbalah Obama, if I recall correctly.
Kabbalah.
I don't know, maybe they swerved into something there.
Yeah, maybe a slip, and maybe another slip, huh?
Well, some of the people around him sure seem to perhaps fit some of those descriptions.
Well, we've got Emmanuel, God with us here, so we have nothing to fear now. We have nothing to worry about.
Well, I mean, he talks about bipartisanship during the campaign, but then he picks this guy if he does become his chief of staff, who's very partisan, and so he's kind of already contradicting himself.
Well, it goes to show you that he knows who's in control, and he's obviously placating them, telling them, you have nothing to worry about. I'm just as bad as George Bush. I'm just as bad as McCain would be. Believe me, I'll hand it a little bit more diplomatically, but I will take America down that same road to ruination as McCain would have and as George Bush has already proven.
With the bailout, with not ending the war in Iraq, with
expanding
the amnesty
that war
for illegal immigrants, if you don't even call them immigrants. I call them illegal entrants myself because they're not really immigrants.
They're not immigrants, no.
Not legal,
if you come in illegal, that's not immigration. That's a violation
right.
of immigration. That's an alienship.
And I'm
yes.
against all that. But I was going to also mention on another occasion when there's more time, I heard the repeat of your program on the Electoral College.
Yes.
And I agree with what you said there. My own, as you may recall, other conversations, my version of what to do about the Electoral College is have one delegate awarded per campaign, which carries a congressional district.
Right,
in
right.
In a state Electoral College delegation, plus two additional at-large
yeah.
delegates for each state, but not the whole delegation going to just one campaign in each state. The way
right,
now.
Right. Well, it's open to question and reform, you know, certainly would be getting closer to the original intent of the Founding Fathers and having the Electoral College. What we have now is really a sham. It's
right,
really
right.
a joke. Not an Electoral College at all.
I think it would be better district by district. If you do it proportionally, you could divide uneven numbers of how to award the delegates. If you do it by congressional district, it's more easy to implement, and I think it is representative within the framework of the Constitution.
All right. Fair enough. We should have that discussion, Dave, and we'll bring you on as a guest again, too.
I'd like to do that sometime.
Sure. Sure. We'll do. We'll set it up maybe for next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dave, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, tomorrow night, we'll be back. We have an old-time guest here, Lee Kroc and his Universal Energy Cleaner. Friday night, be sure to listen in. We have scheduled an expert on the elections, and that's Kurt Hyde. We'll be doing that Friday night. Rick Adams, all of you out there, good night, and Yahweh bless.
Let me tell you why I